Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. It's so good to have you with me again today, and I pray you're being blessed by the study of God's Word. Let's go to Him in prayer as we begin our study today. Heavenly Father, it is always a joy to come before You, knowing that You gave us the Bible, the Scriptures, the Holy Scriptures, so that we can know more about You, Your Son Jesus, Your Holy Spirit, and Your ways. Today we ask again that, as You're so faithful to do, Your Holy Spirit would guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to that truth, Lord, so that we'll be pleasing in Your eyes. Lord, that's what we desire. We desire to worship You as we study Your Word and live it out before You. We bless You and we thank You again for Your Word today. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Christ Magnified by Life or Death. It's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 1 and verse 20. After sharing with the Philippian church concerning those who were preaching the gospel with various motives while he was in prison, Paul the apostle told those within the church that he knew their spreading of the good news of Jesus Christ would lead to his personal salvation through their prayers and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. In chapter 1 and verse 19 of his letter to the Philippians, Paul wrote more about this desire for Christ to be magnified, where we read, "According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death." The verse begins, "According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed." Paul employed the term earnest expectation, which means anxious and persistent expectation, to describe the manner in which he looked for his salvation. The idea of earnest expectation is like that of one who cranes or lifts his neck in hopes to see someone coming. It was the hope, the expectant hope, that Paul relied upon. And he stated that in nothing I shall be ashamed, which literally means to disfigure, to dishonor, to suffuse with shame, make ashamed, or be ashamed when it came to Jesus Christ. The verse goes on to say, "But that with all boldness, as always, so now also, so shall Christ be magnified in my body." Paul desired all boldness, as always, or freedom in speaking, unreservedness in speech, openly, frankly, that is, without concealment, without ambiguity or circumlocution, without the use of figures or comparisons, free and fearless, confidence, cheerful, courage, and assurance, when he spoke of the hope that may be known in Jesus Christ. Paul stated his desire when he declared, "So now also Christ be magnified in my body." Paul did not desire that he personally be magnified, which means to be made great, to magnify, to make conspicuous, or deem or declare great or esteemed highly, to extol, laud, celebrate, to get glory and praise, but rather that all the glory and honor go to Jesus Christ. The verse continues, "whether it be by life or by death." Paul's level and depth of commitment was shown in this portion of the verse. Paul knew there was a possibility that he would live, but it also might be that he would die for the gospel of Jesus Christ. In either case, whether it be by life or by death, he desired that Christ be magnified. What is our personal commitment to the gospel of Jesus Christ? Are we known for sharing the gospel with all boldness as always, or do we shy away from declaring the good news of Jesus? If our lives were examined, would people be able to say Christ is magnified in their lives? As we ponder these words of Paul, perhaps it would benefit us to examine ourselves to determine whether it be by life or by death that we would share the gospel with a lost and dying world. May the Lord lead us to boldly proclaim his wonderful gospel, wherever we may be. And may all glory and honor go to him for helping us to do so. Next time, Paul writes one of the greatest verses in the Bible. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.